to Speak Out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour.
Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Yeah, believe it or not, that's the name of this room, Andrea. It's the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. It is a kitchen, right?
It is a
kitchen. Little low on vittles.
But it has really good snacks and coffee, apparently.
And don't forget the Oreos, right? You brought me guests today. Of course, Andrea Foote is the marketing director for Anderson Auto and Power Sports. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I brought two lovely guests that I work with very closely.
Wait. Lovely?
Yeah.
I guess that keeps you out of getting a ticket, right?
Yeah, something like that. No, I still got one, even though my spouse is an officer, in case you guys
were
wondering.
What?
Yeah.
He is.
Like Havasu City PD, and they knew him
which,
by first and last name, and me.
But I deserved it. Is he DPS?
Yeah, he's with DPS.
Oh, I got you. So we have Sergeant Lauren Jackson is here. He's from the Lake Havasu City Police Department. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Kyler Cox, been waiting to meet you.
Yeah, finally, huh?
Kyler Cox. Yes, Sergeant Kyler Cox from the Mojave County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir.
And almost have as good a voice as your boss.
Yeah, I don't know if I can compete with that.
No?
No.
All right. And we're here to talk about GAIN, the event that almost happened.
Yes, so
what
GAIN,
happened?
I know weather, and I can't chance it with Rotary Park Fields. Guy Reynolds may kill me if the fields are wet and we have units on there.
Oh, yes.
I may never have a relationship with that Parks and Recreation Department after that.
You'd be paying for a lot of reseeding, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of hard. You know, rain comes and goes. It may not even happen, but we just can't chance that with the percentages. So
let me make you feel better, because I just did the five-day forecast for KNTR Talk. 90% on Saturday.
Yeah.
90%. I don't see that very often in the Habidome, you know, area.
Yeah.
So, and you're from here.
Yes.
Originally. So you know all about Habidome.
Yes.
So what are we here to talk about? The event that never was?
Yes. So the event is canceled, but we are rescheduling for 26. The biggest thing about today is just talking about what the event is. So GAIN is an initiative in Arizona. It's getting Arizona involved in their neighborhoods. So essentially it's a first responder event, and also the resources that are offered within our city. So that has been something that has been huge in the Phoenix area, and so some rural cities do it as well, so we're trying to start it up here.
Okay. What was to be included with, is this postponed then?
Yes, it is postponed. We will have a date for you. It's going to be in 26. We're just working on, like everyone else, every event that happens, right, in the springtime.
Right.
So we're working on the schedule. But I'll have Lauren and Kyler talk about what they were going to be bringing from their agency, so you can get a little bit of an idea of what it would look like, and I'll talk a little bit about other things that we would have had there.
Lauren and I already connected here.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because I guessed who he was named after, Lauren Green, which he looked at me like, wow, how did you know that? And that's from the show Bonanza, of course. That was Paw. And Lauren Green. Anyway, Lauren Jackson is here. And what was the Lake Havasu City Police Department's part in all this? And what does GAIN stand for? It's an acronym, right?
Yeah, Getting Arizona's Involved in Neighborhoods.
Gotcha.
So we were trying to bring everything we could. We were going to bring our bomb squad out there with the bomb robot, our canine, our SWAT team, neighborhood watch, our walk-away program, trying to get people to know about that stuff. We're going to bring our boat out there with our boating officers and a few others just to try to get as much out there as possible.
How busy are your boating officers?
Pretty busy. Even though they just worry about the channel during the summer, it's steadily busy all summer long.
Kyler, are you a boating officer?
Yeah.
Are they still called fish caps?
No.
No, I've heard that name. You know Lanny Lloyd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lanny always called you fish. I worked for Lanny at the Golden Nugget in surveillance.
Oh, I got a good
And he always
name.
Called you guys fish caps. And look, the fish caps are coming in to get their free meal.
Yeah. I think that may be more for a fishing game. I don't know.
Oh, I see. That could be. Yeah. But it kind of applied to everybody.
Yeah.
But how challenging is it out there?
It's definitely an interesting job, I'll tell you. So we're a full-time unit. There's actually five of us full-time that all we do is the boating safety side of things. And, you know, we're nonstop. Obviously, the summertime, everybody knows Lake Havasu is chaotic. But we actually cover all the way from the Parker Dam all the way to the Davis Dam. And then we even have portions of Lake Mojave and Lake Mead. So we're definitely nonstop. And our waterways keep us busy, you know. So it's good, though.
You know, we live in an age where police aren't as... I'm going to be respectful here, but aren't as revered as they once were.
Sure.
And I just think that is the most shameful thing ever, being raised around police officers, especially in my teen years. Do you run into that out in the community now that you're, a community type officer? And now with the ICE raids all over the news.
I can tell you. So, you know, I wanted to be a cop my whole life, as long as I can remember. And part of the reason I wanted to be a cop is because I was born and raised here in Havasu. I remember going to school and seeing the school resource officers in the schools, and I looked up to them, and that's what I wanted to do. So, you know, we make it a mission within our unit to do the same. But I can tell you that, you know, we have a great community we live in. You know, we're very lucky to have the people that we do here that support us. You know, we can't be out on the lake or driving through town without getting waved at every 5 minutes, which is an amazing thing, you know. So, you know, yeah, law enforcement isn't what it used to be, but, you know, we're lucky to live in Lake Havasu.
And that's what the event is essentially about. Yeah. That's why it got started, is so that way people felt safe and comfortable and got to know those that are serving our community. That is 100% what the event's about.
Excellent. I asked a good question then. What about you, Lauren? What's your take on all that?
Same thing. Our community is so great. You're going to get a few people here and there that disagree with you and everything, but for the most part, our community is great. They support us. I mean, even when we were going through all the issues with, you know, the riots and everything years ago, they were still supporting us and not giving us any problems.
He's been doing this a while. Are you talking about the which riots?
Like Black Lives Matter.
Oh, right.
They
George
always
Floyd.
Support, yes.
I got you. The Floyd riots, for sure. So policing, community policing anyway, or community relations with Lake Havasu Police Department, you have several different ways to go. You have Silent Witness, you have Neighborhood Watch, and then you have some other programs too, right?
Yeah, we try to do programs for the community. We do the walk-away program where we assign a bracelet, we photograph them, have them on file in case an individual, like a high-risk individual, walks away. So that helps out a lot, and we try to reach out to the community as much as possible. We try to attend events and everything else. So
I love that. You know why, Andrea? Because I'm going to own one of those bracelets one day. I can feel, I'm not making fun, but I feel it coming.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's also important to add, like, the fire was going to be huge in this as well. So we had the fire department. We had Gina coming from there doing cart seat checks, which we're going to eventually. When this event happened, same thing. AMR with the ambulance services. We had AeroCare flight. We had other, flights like helicopters that were interested as well. I think that's something that's happened too. Like, people are going to get flown out here. We're not a trauma one hospital. As much as, you know, I think we have some amazing nurses and doctors at our hospital, you're going to get flown out. And so that was also like a huge educational piece for this event too. Just because, like, a lot of times your insurance isn't going to cover a huge part of that. And for $100 a month, or $100 a year, actually, you're covered for whatever your insurance doesn't pay, they will pay. So it's kind of cool. Like I said, I think there's just a lot of resources that the community's not aware of, and like all the programs that Mojave County Sheriff Department offers, like Havasu PD, the fire department, and so forth, and the ambulance services.
Well, thank you for keeping the hour so we can tell people about all this, and we'll get them ready for the GAIN event when it does take place. What were you planning on taking to Kyler? What were you planning on taking to the event?
You know, we have a lot, and I think like Havasu City residents sometimes forget all that Mojave County Sheriff's Office has to offer. But you know, we have so many. We have, you know, our main adult detention facility in Kingman, which houses all the inmates for the county. You know, they have a whole transport program. They were going to bring down their big transport bus that they have that they use to take people back and forth to prisons. We were going to have our search and rescue team, which is a countywide team, bring down all their stuff with some side by sides and rope rescue stuff. We were going to bring our boating, some of our boats, our side by sides. You know, we have our SWAT team that was going to bring some armored vehicles down to show that. So again, you know, similar to like Havasu PD, you know, we wanted to be able to, you know, kind of showcase everything that we have to offer and really show that, you know, the sheriff's office has all of these different things, one for recruiting, but two for, you know, for the community to, you know, appreciate kind of what we have and know that we're there to help. So
you have those nice new substations too.
We do. Yeah. Thank you to the sheriff and the state for giving us that money. I can tell you it's a nice new home. That's for sure.
The one here in Havasu?
Oh yes.
Yeah. What is all that included? I see the bays and
Do
they service the boats in there and all
so
that?
So we can use it for that. We use it for storage. We use it for, you know, when we have a serious boat collision, we have to do the crash investigation. In the past, we were in August in 120 degree weather, going outside, spending 5-6 hours doing the investigation on these boats. Now we can pull them in those air conditioned bays and stuff like that. So, and that building's built to last us a long time. It's got more offices than, you know, than anything we've had in the past. So we're in good shape.
So that show, Air Disasters, is one of my favorite shows on, you know, for learning TV type thing. Do you guys do that with boats too?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yep. Same thing.
Put it all together, find out what the missing part of the family part was.
Figure out what happened, figure out the angles of impact and the speeds and all that stuff, yeah.
That is very cool. So everything, you do have a neighborhood watch program, correct?
Yes, we do.
How's that going?
Pretty good. We're trying to get more people involved. We have a lot of neighborhood watch participants, I think around 500 or so throughout Havasu.
Really?
We're trying to grow that and try to expand as much as we can.
That's a lot of participants.
Yeah.
Are we still seeing the catalytic converter thefts in that around town, or is that kind of waned off a little bit?
No, that's waned off. We haven't seen that in quite some time.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Don't bring that up.
Why? Did that happen to you? I know
brother,
somebody that it happened
yeah,
to.
Yeah, my brother it happened to.
Really?
But in Phoenix.
Yeah, right. So what is prevalent right now? Well, how can people protect themselves from neighborhood crime?
So I think coming up on the holidays, really watch for individuals taking packages off the front doorstep, especially everybody going to be ordering through the online. So be aware of that. Have plan for either somebody to sign for it or pick it up as soon as it goes. This time of year, we also have a lot of vehicle break-ins. So sometimes you're going to come across, if you leave your vehicle unlocked, they come up, jiggle the handles, try to get whatever's left inside the car. So
it's all about opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah,
you find the same thing?
Yeah, don't be the easy victim. That's what we all tell, you know, tell all of our neighborhoods is lock your stuff, put your stuff away, you know, close your garage doors, lock your front doors. You know, obviously Lake Havasu used to be a small town where we could do that, but, you know, take the initiative to do it now and to kind of don't be that easy victim. Again, thieves are usually looking for the easiest opportunities.
Do people come here to boat all year round?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We transitioned from the party boaters to the fishermen, you know.
When I owned a boat, it wasn't so much in the wintertime, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's the temperature right now, though?
Yeah, that's true.
It's 80 degrees, and here we are November 13th, you know, so that's perfect boating weather.
It's cold out there, though.
The water's a little cold, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the air as you're going over the water.
Once you start, you know, getting later in the year, for sure, yeah.
Man, it was hot. Last weekend would have been a perfect weekend on the boat.
Oh, it was busy out there, for sure.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
What's the common thread among boating violations right now?
You know, we have so many, but, you know, we see our target is always, like, safety violations. You know, kids not wearing life jackets. 12 years of age and under have to be in a life jacket all the time. You know, we see a lot of that. We see a lot of reckless operation with jet skis, transom riding, you know, anything that's safety violation like that is what we're always targeting. So
I always heard there's a law in the books about boaters in distress, that another boater must help a boater in distress. Is that true?
No, not necessarily. If there's the law that you're probably thinking of is if two boats crash, the boat the other boater or each other boaters are required to help each other if they can safely. So like I said, somebody crashes, that boat sinks, the other boat didn't. They are required, if they can do safely, get those other people out of the water.
We are taking phone calls, by the way, folks, and text 928-854-5687 is the number, 928-854-KNTR. You can join us live. We're with Andrea Foote, of course, and Lauren Jackson from Lake Havasu City Police Department and Kyler Cox from Mojave County Sheriff's Office. We also are taking texts. It looks like we have three texts that came in at 928-727-5566. And let's see, the first text would be, how many community events do you do a year as far as the police departments go?
I think this last month we probably did at least 15 to 20 events between the trick-or-treating, the downtown event. We went to trunk-or-treats at different locations trying to help out. So we try to get to as many as we can. Just depends on staffing.
Yeah, and with the sheriff's office, you know, I don't even know if I could put a number on it.
Life jacket exchange.
Yeah, again, it's countless. We probably did it just our unit ourselves last month, probably, again, 30-ish. But we go all over. We go to Mojave Valley, Bullhead, Kingman, and then obviously we hit all the Havasu ones as well. So.
Yeah, our monthly calendar for our tri-state was over 30 events that we were involved
in. Whoa.
So they're involved in every single event we do, and vice versa for the most part.
Another question, how can the community get involved in supporting the police? Who wants to answer that one? One at a time first.
Yeah, I mean, I can start with us. You know, we, for the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, we have a super robust boating safety officer program, which is a volunteer program. You come in. We teach you how to drive our boats. We teach you how to be on the boats. And then, you know, once you pass all the certifications, we put you out on our sheriff boat. And it's all in an auxiliary fashion to help us, right? So we have a critical incident. They're providing perimeter support. They're closing marinas, you know, helping deputies in every way. And we are so heavily reliant on those. Those guys do so much work for us. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mojave.gov, go to our website, click on the sheriff tab. There's a link to an application. Again, come volunteer. We've got sheriff's posse. We've got boating safety officer, our search and rescue volunteers. We've got everything you can think of. Come help.
Do you have partners with that, like Game and Fish or any others?
So Game and Fish, they don't have a huge presence here locally, but they partner with us on the safety side of things. They help us with a lot of the paid advertisements that you hear on the radio, and they give us the life jackets for the life jacket exchange and some of the swag items and all the education stuff.
Similar to county, we have what we call the Citizens on Patrol, the COPs. We give them uniforms. They go through about a 40-hour training.
Wow.
We do that, and then they're able to go out, help with traffic control, write parking citations for handicap, parking out of space, all that. They do security watches at houses. They also help us with the community events, like they were downtown for the trick-or-treating downtown,
helping us
try to just keep track of the juveniles, making sure nobody got lost.
Fright night.
Yep.
All right. Is there a background check, or what do you do to get involved with that?
Yeah, so they'll do the background check. You can go to the city website, lhcaz.gov, click on the volunteer options, and then just fill out the basic information and put that you're interested in the COP program.
Okay, Citizens on Patrol. Have you ever done that, Andrea?
Mm-mm.
I've heard of people that don't participate in it, but they want to go through the training. Does that happen?
Yeah, we've had a couple, but majority, we got pretty lucky this last one we put through. We still have a lot of active members.
And none with slight knee injuries like myself, right?
I'm sure they got some injuries there.
Yeah, we'll find a spot for you.
Yeah, I bet you will.
We got some office work you can do.
Right. Well, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we will talk more with Lauren Jackson, Sergeant Lauren Jackson, and Sergeant Kyler Cox. And Kyler's from MCSO. Lauren is from the Lake Havasu City Police Department. Of course, Andrea Foote is the marketing director for Anderson Automotive and Power Sports. And you're already off mic. What is up with that?
I thought you were taking a break.
Well, I am
going
to take a break.
She was going after the snacks. You mentioned Oreos earlier.
I'm not going after snacks, but I did get another text, you guys. It says, I don't know who sent this, but they're crazy. Sergeant Jackson and Sergeant Cox are awesome.
Oh.
It's right here. Yeah, see?
That was probably my mom.
That's what I do at shows.
We love Andrea, too.
You hear that one piece of applause after a song, right? Thanks, Mom. All right. Back with more in a moment. Again, give us a call. 928-854-5687. Check this out, guys. We're going to have I know, she did it again, right? Coach Carl Thompson's going to be on later in this show, and we're going to have a little bit more to talk about, a little bit longer time, because they're in round two of the 4A state playoffs, ranked number 10, but they go up against Micah Mountain from Tucson. I'm going to be there. Jim Chaney's going to be there. We're going to be announcing the game. We got to drive all the way to Tucson tomorrow. They're ranked number 7, and they're the defending state 4A champions, and Havasu takes them on tomorrow. It's going to be... I don't know why they're ranked number 7 if they're defending champs, right? It's all strength of schedule. All right, back with more in a moment. We'll talk to Coach about that later, and we'll come back with these law enforcement officers who are sworn officers, right? They're sworn and non-sworn personnel.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And Andrea.
Oh, and Andrea. Andrea's not sworn, but she does swear.
She does that.
Back with more. Stay with us on Speak Out. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time. Andrea just wants to talk. So I do have your microphone up, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Just so, I didn't before, but I do now.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know. All right. Also, Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning by Springberg Wealth Management. Brian will be back in 2 weeks, I believe. He's off next week as well. By Blonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. Oh, what a great breakfast. You ever try their breakfast over there? Ooh, they have a thing called the bomlet. It's an omelet with chicken fried steak inside.
Oh, it's
and gravy.
Country, southern food.
It's pretty amazing.
I have a heart attack.
It sounds like a nap.
I don't think it is a nap, for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
For sure, for sure. But it's a good nap.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a nice, long, content nap.
That's a day off breakfast for sure.
And they do make a bomlet burrito, but it's kind of like the hidden menu at In-N-Out. You have to ask for it. And AMV Propane. Go to abpropaneaz.com. And by the way, they are our newest Speak Out sponsor. And we are back. And that was, you heard Kyler Cox talking from Mojave County Sheriff's Office. He's a sergeant. And Sergeant Lauren Jackson is here as well from Lake Havasu City Police Department. And, of course, Andrea Foote, the ringmaster.
Something
right?
Something like that.
Something like that. I just like that you are our new weather sponsor on KJ.
Yes.
I love that. Anderson Honda.
Yes.
And that's a brand new dealership, right?
Yeah, we acquired it a little over a year ago, but our PMA can reach out here for marketing. So
PMA.
Marketing.
Oh.
Advertisement.
Okay. Oh, I see. Well, we
or
have
like to... I can't do, we also have a Chevy store in Kingman, but I can't advertise here. We have Bradley here.
We have to qualify acronyms on this show because it's Jess Knutson. Did you know that?
He'll
throw a flag on the play.
Oh.
Right,
shit.
Right. He'll call me and say, you know, she's penalized 15 yards. So just letting you know. So, no, there is a need, obviously, for Anderson Honda in Kingman.
Yes, yes.
You can talk about your dealerships if you like.
No, we have a Honda dealership there. It's been super good for us, and I think it's just growing, and we just want to get the word out more and more, and from people in Havasu who have a Honda and want to get it serviced, we'll pick up and deliver.
Well, full transparency, I'm an Anderson guy, so I just had new tires put on and the whole shebang. They service my Toyota. Anderson Toyota is wonderful, so there you go.
Yeah, they're amazing. Thank you.
They really are. But the gain event.
Yes.
Right? Now, we want to talk about that a little bit. How far out are we looking?
I would say a few months. I'm hoping spring of 26.
Really?
We're trying to do it before boating season because two of these sergeants here will be on the water with their teams. So.
Are we trying to do it before April 9th?
Yeah, that's before boating season. We're trying to do it before spring break, too, to be honest with you.
Everybody knows. Yeah. I mean,
so,
come on. You can't keep a secret in this town.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but
all right.
We're trying to do it before then. So we're hoping February.
So you wanted to talk about holiday safety as well.
Yeah, the holiday season coming up, I think it's important. I think a lot of families are hurting right now, so just want to touch on that a little bit. You know, just some ways to give back. There's hundreds of nonprofits in the tri-state. It's crazy. I think the food banks of all cities, Bullhead, Kingman, and Lake Havasu, are struggling this year. So if you have any extra, please consider donating to your local food bank. That is something I've been hearing, and I'm sure the sheriff and officers can speak more on that too, as well, the community and what is needed.
Got my next guest on the line, but I'm going to hold you guys just for about two or three more minutes. So what is the – you guys have the Angel Tree program, correct?
We do, yep.
How does that work?
Yeah, so that's just out of Kingman. So it's, you know, again, you essentially sponsor a child. So it's a great event. You know, we have huge success with it. You know, we have a big training room at our headquarters in Kingman, and it is just full of gifts every year. It's an amazing program for sure, so.
And Havasu PD?
We do the Tree of Hope for foster kids. Everybody sponsors a kid, gives them a gift or two. We also do Shop with a Cop. That's scheduled for December 13th this year, where we take, I think, 16 juveniles and let them shop for their family. So that's a really great event. They shop with the cop and a volunteer, and they get the experience with the officers as well as get presents for their family.
It really is a cool event. What's really neat about Shop with the Cop, if you've never been there before to see the, you know, the kids, they don't buy for themselves.
Yeah.
They buy for everybody else. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's so nice because they go and try to get gifts for everybody else. And I think it was last year or the year before, we surprised one of the kids with a bike because he wanted a bike so bad, so the officer went and bought it for him and gave it to him after the fact.
That's awesome. Yeah. Never forget your first bike.
And we do the Anderson Toyota Toy Drive, and that's going to be December 12th, Friday evening. So that's on the books, too, so a lot of families come to that.
What happens with the toy drive? You bring an unwrapped toy?
No. We provide all the toys.
We provide all the toys.
They come in. They're able to pick out one toy per child.
Nice. What was your favorite toy growing up? Do you remember?
Anything that bounced. I played with balls, like a ball, to be honest with you.
I'm a little older than you guys, so electronic games were kind of in their infancy, but there was one that was the NFL, and it had these dots, and you would try to run the ball up the field. I know you probably don't remember it, but it was amazing. I mean, you could pass that through the van on a soccer trip and never see it again. You know, everyone would play it. Do you remember?
I remember a version of that. It was just really horrible graphics.
Yes, there weren't any graphics.
Yeah, it was like just little images that went left and right on the screen. Yeah.
The other favorite was it was called the Verti Bird, and it was a helicopter and it went around in a circle. It was on a tether and it went up and down. You could pick stuff up and move it to here and there, another thing. That's kind of a cool law enforcement toy right there, right?
Yeah,
especially if you're like a DPS rescue ranger guy, right?
Yep.
So you guys aren't going to come clean, are you?
What, with our favorite toy?
Yeah.
Oh, mine was my bike, man. I was born and raised in Havasu, so I was on my bike every day all over this town. So
Nice. Yeah.
Mine was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's funny.
That's fitting.
Kind of dates you right there.
Yeah.
Now I got all these e-bikes, man.
Cool. Yeah, I know.
They don't even have to pedal.
Yeah, you know, no work involved.
And you know what? You guys back at the station houses and that, if you want to give them grief, don't, because you're not on the show and they are.
Right.
They're representing you guys. So, all right, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else?
No, thank you. Be on the lookout for the GAIN event being rescheduled.
Do you want to say hi to Coach?
Carl Thompson.
Carl Thompson, right there.
Yeah, I got to talk to him.
Coach, are you there?
All right, how are you doing?
Great.
Let him know. I'll be calling him this afternoon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think he's going to Tucson. We're going to find out all about
today?
That. Yeah, because the bus driver, they have limits on time.
Today's Thursday.
You can't just take him down and bring him back like I'm going to do.
Well, that's fine. He's got a lot of time, then I can call him right up.
Coach, you about ready to light this candle?
Well, we are, or whenever you're ready.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back. And Andrea likes to make mic noise, so that's what she does, right? All right. Back with more in a moment. Go out with some Confederate Railroad. They're bailing on me, completely bailing. Guys, great to have you on the show. It's Lauren Jackson, Sergeant Lauren Jackson from the Havasu PD, and Kyler Cox from the Sheriff's Office. He's a sergeant as well. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do in the community. Thanks for your service. Thanks, Andrea. You're bailing too? Man, are you guys in a hurry or what? They just don't want to have to buy lunch. That's what it is. All right. We'll be back with Coach Carl Thompson from the Lake Havasu High School Fighting Knights varsity football team. Second round of the playoffs tomorrow night. We'll be back to talk about it after this. All right, little Gary Allen, I played nothing on but the radio because you need to listen to the game on radio tomorrow, 980 AM or KNTRSports.com, and we'll talk about the game with Micah Mountain tomorrow night. The kickoff is at 7. Jim Chaney and I will have the pregame starting at around 6:40 p.m. from Tucson. And right before I get to Coach Thompson, I want to remind you that Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu Style Dining and Live Entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Also Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and by the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis. And don't forget to shop local because small business is kind of a big deal. And with me on the phone is head coach Carl Thompson. Congratulations on that first round win. Not just a win. You guys dominated in all categories, coach.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, I think the boys were dialed up. They were ready to go right from the get-go. A lot of them getting their first playoff experience. You know, and they met the challenge, and, you know, they were excited for the whole week, and they just carried it over through the game.
Yeah, that's a 35-0 win. Very convincing. Is there a little chip on their shoulders maybe because they dropped out of the top eight and didn't get a bye?
There was a little bit of that. I mean, we wanted to go out and we wanted to set the tone, send a message of who we were and what we were going to be about through this playoff run. And, you know, the boys kind of took it a little bit personally, and they were ready to go.
Nice. All right. So on to round two, and you play the team, one of the teams that was on a bye, and they're ranked number 7, of course, the Micah Mountain Thunderbolts. This is the defending state 4A champions, but as you told me in the break, they lost a few people, didn't they?
They did. They had a big senior class, like a lot of us, that have a lot of success. But they have a lot of great athletes that they've brought back to put themselves right back in the position they are to make their run. We did film exchange, so we've kind of, you know, the tell of the tape, we've kind of got figuring out the ins and outs on each other, and again, you know, we're excited we're leaving the day to get on the road, and we're ready to get down there and compete.
Okay, I haven't looked at the stats yet, the tail of the tape, the matchups, the common teams that you've played. Are there teams that you've played that they've played also?
Well, the only one that's kind of, and it's a third party, so you had Tucson Saguaro, who played Estrella Foothill
right.
Last week, and Estrella Foothills beat Tucson Saguaro 17-14. Mm. And I think in the final regular season game, Micah Mountain beat Tucson Saguaro 21-0. So that was kind of our only common opponent that we've had to kind of gauge a little bit of okay. where we're at. But you're in the playoffs, you know, anything can happen. You know, winning the turnover battle will be a key for us, you know, and, you know, continuing offensive success with Halo Jump, moving the ball around, and, you know, a host of Knights doing what they do on that offensive side.
Man, I was going to say, I was going to really talk about Halo today, too, because you have a backup quarterback who looks nothing like a backup quarterback, coach. Good job on picking on that choice, by the way. He's played very well lately.
Well, you know, I can't take all the credit for that. I did with Cole Wade, one of our former players that's our quarterback coach, and Riley Freeland, our offense coordinator, have put him in situations where he could be successful. I mean, that's what we're really working to, is to try to create those opportunities in his skill set with what we do in our system. And they together have done an outstanding job. Even more so, the offensive line's done a tremendous job keeping him clean in the pocket, giving him time to continue to look downfield. So it's just been a little winning formula that we've had here on our recent run.
Right. I understand you might have a couple of players who are first team, second team, as far as all conference go.
We did. You know, we had our all region meeting earlier this week, and you know, the Knights did very well. The biggest award winner was Luke Johnson, being the player of the year in our in the conference. Wow. As a flex on offense and a defensive back on defense. Joining him, going down the offensive line in no particular order, Halo and Trip Burke, both were honorable mention as quarterback. Tristan Andrade was second team running back. Carter DeVette was first team wide receiver. Cohen Taylor was honorable mention wide receiver.
Spencer
Nick Sosa
too, right?
And yep, Nick Sosa and Brennan Trejo were first team O-line.
Wow.
Travis Denon was second team O-line, with Isaac Campbell's honorable mention on the offensive side. On the defensive side, Owen Merrill was first team D-line, with Ethan Adler as second team.
Mm-hmm.
And Vinny Finitaka was honorable mention. Trevor Thompson was first team linebacker, with Ashton Given as honorable mention. Like I said, Luke was first team DB, along with Blake Pohl, first team DB. And I got a couple more in there.
Spencer Ibarra.
Don't want to forget anybody. So we got Tristan Andrade as first team long snapper.
Uh-huh.
So you know, we, and Spencer Ibarra, second team as a defensive back. So we did really well.
You know, what's funny about Spencer is that his height, I think you have him listed at 135 as far as weight goes. They constantly throw on this guy, and there's no success. It's like he should be a shutdown corner, you know?
You know, he's done an outstanding job. I think the guys that lined up with him last week, I don't think he allowed many yards, if any.
Right.
You know, they see the matchup, and they think they're going to go at him. And, you know, he's just a great competitor out there. You know, he's been a three-year guy for us on the varsity level, and he's competed all the way through his high school career.
Okay, now you say Micah Mountain has the athletes. Where are these athletes? Are they on the offensive line, defensive line, quarterback, running back, wide receiver?
Sure, as you get to playoff football, I mean, everybody has a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh.
They do have a very big and aggressive offensive and defensive line. That's kind of their bread and butter. They have a good running attack. We expect to see some 12 personnel, you know, one running back with two tight ends.
Okay.
We expect to see a little more of that this week. But then they will go and spread it out. They have some good athletes. They'll go to a traditional spread, just kind of like we do with four wide receivers or trips, and they'll go back and forth. They have a pretty solid running game behind that. Defensively, we're going to see a version of a 4-2 cover two.
Uh-huh.
That they're really aggressive with things. But, I mean, it's what we've seen week in and week out for the last couple weeks, so we're really excited about the opportunity.
When you say they're aggressive, does that mean Halo's going to see a lot of blitzing?
He might see some. They're not a big blitz team. They do have it available. When they do blitz and bring that fifth or sixth person, they're in a lot of man coverage. So, you know, we're hoping to continue our RPO game and just getting the ball out of Halo's hands quickly.
Yes.
And, you know, let our playmakers work in space.
You guys have that quick slant that works for you. I can't see too many teams blitzing on you often.
We do. That's that RPO action, what we call glance, and you know, where there's a quick slant going on at the same time as we flash fake the run game.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Halo's done a good job of making the decision to read his keys and get the ball to the right spot.
Now, Luke Johnson, you said he was what, MVP, Player of the Year?
Player of the Year. Yes, he was Player of the Year for the West Valley Conference.
That's crazy. Are you seeing a lot of recruiting for your players this year?
We are. You know, we've done, I will say, like Riley Freeland's done a tremendous job. He's taken over the recruiting coordinator spot along with being the offensive coordinator. That was kind of his MO that he did at Lyons College before he came to us. He was in that department of evaluating film of potential players coming in. So he's been a great asset of having our players meet with him and get stuff ready. So, you know, we have a lot of interest in Lake Havasu football, and we've got a good group of guys to hopefully get some different places.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, you know, after Gila Ridge up in Flagstaff, great win, very tight game, and then you had a little bit of a disappointment, not a little, but it's your rivalry game. It's the Golden Shovel. And Yoni had a little bit of success against you guys, but this seems to be, and I've talked about it on the broadcast, a much different team since Mojave. Do you agree?
We have. I mean, they've really gelled together and knowing what their capabilities are and what they wanted to do. You know, like I said, when we brought these There's 16 guys that we brought up for varsity 3 years ago. And they've kind of gelled in there with some of those other guys around them over the last 2 years. And they figured out how to rely on each other and count on each other. And, you know, they play off each other's strengths and pick up each other's weaknesses. And it's just been a real fun group to be a part and go with them on this journey.
Now, this is a little different road trip for you. Normally, you go down, you come back. But this one, you're leaving today, correct, at 1 o'clock?
We are. We're leaving here in a little bit. We'll go down, make our normal stop around Courtside, Vicksburg Road area. Uh-huh. And then we're going to make it to somewhere in the East Valley, eat dinner, and then we'll roll on into Tucson a little bit later. You know, with taking the school buses, which, like I said, we have the best drivers in the state. I've said that hands down multiple times. You know, the school buses are a little bit different than charter buses with the hours that they can drive.
Sure.
So, you know, like I said, we're going to go down. We'll spend the night. The kids are excited about that. I mean, not many teams get to do that, and here we are doing it in football. I think the last time we did it was 2015 when we played at Sholo. So the kids are really excited about it. They get a little road trip. And then they get something a little bit extra special on this trip.
Well, you got a road trip, but isn't it a little different coaching-wise, planning-wise, you know, with discipline maybe? Because now it's 2 days, you're going down, and then you stay overnight. You don't normally go down the day before. How does that change your strategy?
Well, it does some. You know, I'm lucky enough, a lot of our players I have in class during the day, or a couple of our coaches that teach here on campus, we see them day in and day out. And we've spent so much time together on the road, at practice, in the summer, preparing. You know, we have a good group, but we're not worried about any of that stuff because they handle themselves very well. You know, and again, they know what the expectation is, and they know what we have in front of us and what we want to accomplish. So that's what makes it really fun.
I should probably rephrase the question. Is your preparation a little bit different? Because, you know.
Not really. I mean, well, you know, when we get to the difference is we'll be with them at breakfast. We have a couple little things built into our schedule that we're going to do tomorrow, but the game plan will be to keep it as much as the same as possible, arriving at the school, having our normal routine once we get there. So it's always an adventure. It's just kind of like fall break. You know, when you're off on a different schedule, how will the kids react? And they've done a good job with that. You know, and as much as we travel, our kids are very, very adaptable. And they handle those situations very well.
All right. So you talked about the size of their offensive line, their O-line, their D-line. That. How do they match up with the Purple Haboob?
You know, it should be a good matchup. I mean, it'll be back and forth. Not only will those guys need to be on point, but so will our linebacker core and DBs. But we're really excited about those guys. They've done a tremendous job up front. Again, this is a good opportunity for them to showcase their skill set and go at somebody.
You know, I can't take credit for that nickname, by the way. That's all Jim Chaney. That's all from the mind of Chaney.
Well, we've heard it, and the kids have enjoyed it.
They like that, huh?
It's fun when you get some recognition.
Nice, nice. Well, and we have to publicly thank you for the swag that you've bestowed upon us as far as keeping warm with the hoodies and, you know, staying in the purple and the black and the gold. That's good stuff. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Again, like I said, it takes a lot of people. You know, and it's a great community, and we want to make sure we support each other, just like with you guys going on the road, letting the listeners here in town know what's going on, keeping them up to date on Fighting Night football and lots of things that go on at the school, athletics. You guys are always front runners, so it's a win-win for all of us.
Well, we'll see you. I'm hoping we'll be inside the press box. We talked to you about that yesterday. We don't have to talk about that on the air. But we'll see you tomorrow night in the pregame again, folks. It's 6:40. Against Micah Mountain of Tucson. They're a little bit, looks like south of Tucson, if you ask me. But Coach Thompson, good luck tomorrow night, and we're praying for you guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You betcha, sir. All right, Coach Carl Thompson, the Havasu Fighting Knights football team, ranked number 10 in the state in 4A, taking on number 7, Micah Mountain, tomorrow night. Kickoff at 7, 980 a.m., and, of course, kntrsports.com. I'm going to take a last break. Come back, and we'll let you know who's on Speak Out 2.0 tomorrow. Kind of an important guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back. On a cypress stump, I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. Just sitting out here watching. Oh, there's an earworm for you guys if you know Gary Allen. Perfect. All right, on tomorrow's show, Janet Jernigan. She's the Needles mayor, and she'll be on with Larry on Speak Out 2.0. And Tanya Brown-Worth from the Laughlin Library. And on next week's show, we've got, of course, Chief Sterling, Chief Palafis on Monday. Then we've got the Real Estate Power Hour on Tuesday. Working on Thursday's show right now. I know we have a cancellation with Brian. And who knows? We may have Carl Thompson on. That's what I'm hoping for anyway. Then we'll be in round three of the playoffs. All right. That does it for Speak Out. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. It's Karate Man coming your way.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.